Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, with First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my co-host and partner in good, Miss Crystal Clark. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Jerome. How are you?
I am good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here, as always.
Well, you know, here is Your Power, Your Money, which is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. You can find both Crystal and I right here each Friday morning at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or you can check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to us anytime.
That's right.
All right. Well, Crystal, this week our topic is fraud and scams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fraud's become a part of everyday life. It's a reality that we all, and I mean all, have to be wary of.
That's right. And the fraud and scams that are trending, let's say, on the radar, are what we're going to talk about today. ITM, ATM fraud, account takeovers, business email compromise, and check fraud.
And then under check fraud, I want to touch on U.S. Treasury checks.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think those are the kinds of things that, you know,
you can't be.
But again, fraudsters have gotten so deep into everyday life that they're just killing us.
Yes.
All right, so let's get started.
Okay, so the ITM, if you do not know what an ITM is, it is the interactive teller machine.
Usually with like a video display.
Yes, yes, and you may see them around town.
Yep, yep.
And ATMs are a part of our everyday life. So ITM and ATMs are a part of our everyday life. Now, if you don't know, ITMs are more interactive and offer an actual teller on the screen. So when you pull up to this ITM and you put your card in, you'll actually see a person there on the screen. Okay?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, again, I know there are several around town, and there's some obvious benefits. You
pros
feel like
cons.
You're – well, you actually are talking to somebody.
Yeah. And ITMs, they offer a wide range of services.
Yeah, they do.
And they can give you access to several different of your accounts that you may have.
And I think that's one of the problems. It's not just access to one account. It can give you everything.
Yes, everything.
You can make deposits. So the fraudsters love that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, fraudsters like the fact that you have 24/7 access and that you verify your account through things that may be easily compromised, like your social security number, your date of birth, or your account number.
Well, all right. I know even with traditional ATMs, you know, there's danger in using them in shady places at night, parts of town where you might not see other people. You know,
I won't go to an ATM at night. That's just my rule.
It's, you know, I'll be the first person to tell you that in our community, the, you know, the crime level is, it's a bit exaggerated. It's very gang related, but, you know, come downtown, it's as safe as it can be.
Yes.
And, you know,
and just be aware of your surroundings.
That's it.
You know, take
that
your time. Okay, so let's talk about some of the risks. On a regular ATM, skimming or shimming risks are basically when a scammer puts a device on the ATM or over the top of it, and when you insert your card, it reads all of your information, and then your code to get into your account is also recorded. So that PIN number is recorded as well. Or they can just copy or counterfeit your card, and with all that information, they're in. They have access to everything that you may know, anything that you may have access to, they have.
And through that skimming, you know, function, which, you know, ATMs that are managed by, you know, a financial institution, obviously we check those daily.
Right.
And so you have a little tiny less risk of a skimmer being on there. But, you know, gas stations.
Yeah. And I do like the fact that, you know, we do service our ATM. So that does give us the opportunity to check them regularly.
That's right.
To make sure that no devices are on there. But I used to work at Regions at one point in time, and we service Murphy's accounts.
Okay. Right.
And every time they would come in there, they always gave us some tips. So whenever you went to use the gas pumps, if you could pull the little pump where you put your card in and it wiggles, you might not want to use that one. You may want to let them know, because they're not checked on a regular basis as much, but just with the community's help and just knowing what to look for, it can make it a little easier and better for everyone.
Well, and your information's out there in so many ways. We're just trying to mitigate or prevent, you know, those sort of things. But Gosh, it's when I said everyone, I mean everyone. Yeah,
and that goes back to the benefits of having a financial checkup.
Because that's right.
If you use your card at a place and a hacker or a scammer does get your information, we want to be able to contact you and say, hey, did you make these 5 transactions at Walmart back to back? Did you do these transactions?
That's
so
right.
The only way to make sure that your information is up to date and you're aware of the services and products that, you know, we offer at First Mississippi is come by and see us and ask for a financial checkup.
Well, and again, I think a great reason to sign up for online banking or use the mobile app because you get to see it every day.
And text alerts, too.
And text alerts are another great thing.
We talk about that a lot, too, on here. You know, just how you can be aware of what's going on with your account. So text alerts, online banking, just keeping up with your account and checking it on a regular basis can save you from a lot of headache from scammers.
So let's talk about another, the video assistant tellers, which are really ITMs. Mm-hmm. They offer less risk in one way because you're connected directly, but because they're open 24/7,
right.
Scammers love that. That's when they can get in and do their little thing. So some of the things we can do to lower those risks, of course, what we're doing right now, education.
Right.
Understanding where they are and understanding how to mitigate them is just half the battle. So your credit union can set a lower daily limit, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Daily inspections to inspect the skimmers or tampering machines, as we talked about, but we also can require more or different forms of ID. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit of a hassle, right?
Sometimes.
Two-factor authentication is a big deal where a one-time passcode is sent.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they can really get you. Now, I was in a meeting earlier today, and we're going to start requiring that passwords are at least 10 characters long.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, I wrote mine out, and it was 10. I was like, yes. Yeah. And apparently, you know, the programs that they use to decipher, and we'll talk a little bit more in the next break about social engineering and some of those things, but all these pieces fit together.
And I want to go back to, you said something about putting daily limits on those machines. So
yep.
I know at First Mississippi, a lot of our members are like, why can't I only get this certain amount out at the ATM?
Right.
And this is the reason why. It's because if we don't set those limits, then if someone has access to your card that's not supposed to, then we can kind of stop that. We can have kind of control.
That's right.
So if we limit how much you can pull out at a certain time, that limits, you know, the fraudulent activity, but also we have limits on your daily spending too, as
That's
well.
Right.
So if you're going and you're making purchases like normal, you should really be able to stay, you know, under that limit. But if someone who has your card, they may not know what those limits are. They may try to go crazy with it. So setting limits really helps our memberships and the community to, you know, prevent fraud.
Well, and again, you know, when you're traveling out of market, we'll turn your card on so that
we
you can
know.
Use it. Because,
right.
I mean, if you're down in, well, even Jackson or Vicksburg, Mississippi or New Orleans.
Right, because you never know where
charge.
Those terminals are going
right.
to lead you. So we do have those whenever you're traveling and you're traveling out of the state of Mississippi, we do encourage our membership to let us know that you're traveling so we can open up your card for purchases. Begin. Again, this is to protect you.
That's
because
right.
if you're supposed to be in Mississippi, why do you have charges coming out from New York? We want to know those things. So we're just trying to look out for you with those safety
precautions. And, you know, again, we know that this goes at all levels. One of the first lines of defense is protect that sensitive information that is printed on a bill, a statement of your income, maybe your retirement income, any place where all of your info is listed. And that's why we're going to be in the fall partnering with Meridian Mutual and right here on 8th Street doing another Shred Day.
Yes.
That's along with our state league and the Attorney General's office.
So we should take back more than just paperwork
right.
as well.
That's right. It's going to be devices and outdated medication as well. So you should shred or properly dispose of paper documents. That's actually a service we offer at First Mississippi.
Yes, we do.
You can bring those things to us. I had a whole bag.
Did
it's
you?
Kind of embarrassing. Bring in the whole bag. We put it in the shredder. That's something we offer to all of our
but
customers.
I'm proud that you did that. And instead of just throwing it in the trash where you have people that
ooh, you know me.
that dumpster dive that's looking for information.
That's
you know,
right.
The proper way to get rid of that those sensitive documents is to shred them.
That's right.
I have this issue that when I go and I clean out my car, anything that I have in my car, I throw it away. But
yeah.
I stopped the other day. And I was like, I may not need to throw this bill
right.
you know, here where everybody
well, see,
has
that's
access
that's a great
to
example.
It.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not it's not sitting on the kitchen counter or on your desk. It's in your car. It's a nuisance, right? Mm-hmm, and you throw it away. Well, you just open yourself up to somebody finding it.
That's right.
All right. Well, this is a great spot to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about sensible ways, if you will, to dispose of this kind of information and protect yourself. So you're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. Hey, this is Jerome Trahan, host of Your Power, Your Money, right here on 103.3 Super Talk Meridian each Friday at 9:06 a.m. This is radio that educates and empowers our community to understand their money. Real conversations that we can all relate to about taking control of our money live. Join me, Jerome Trahan, right here on Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You can join us each week or download the Super Talk Mississippi app to live stream our show anytime or listen to our podcast series on the Super Talk Mississippi website. Okay, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. My secret weapon, who's not so secret, Miss Crystal Clark.
It's always a blessing to be here.
She makes me better, and she can make you better, too.
Yeah.
That's why we call her the Beyonce of budgets. And we're going to get her theme music, so whenever she walks in, you'll hear it. So this is a part where I want to remind everyone, our listeners out there, that if you have a question for the hosts of Your Power, Your Money, just send us an email to marketing@1stms.com. That's marketing@firstmississippi.com, spelled out 1STMS. So if there's a topic you'd like us to address on the show or a question you might have, just send us a quick email. We'll try to incorporate that. Mm-hmm. Also, be sure to include a way we can contact you directly, because when you submit a question to Your Power, Your Money, we want to send you a Your Power, Your Money t-shirt.
And they're really cool and
they're
popular.
Very cool. I designed those myself. Thank you very much. All right. So here's a question from one of our listeners.
Okay.
If I use Cash App or Chime or Venmo, for instance, is the money I have on that account protected?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, you heard that, folks? Okay. That is a great question. Great question. But nope is the answer. Your money is protected by the NCUA in the case of credit unions and FDIC with our banking friends there. But anything you have on Cash App, Chime, any of the mobile banking, they're not protected by the federal government.
And I'm going to dig a little deeper here, because I was in member services for a couple years. And so I know that those services are very popular and that a lot of our people use those. But we offer the same thing as in our mobile app. So if you want to send money to someone, you can do it securely through your First Mississippi app. Now, I'm not bashing Cash App, because I use Cash App myself.
I use Venmo.
But you do run into those issues where you maybe sent the money to the wrong person, or you may have been scammed. The credit union does not necessarily have to give you those funds back.
That's right.
Because you could have used one of our secure services to do the same transactions.
And again, we have all of the financial technology that you're going to find on any of these mobile apps. And it's in a mobile app form as well.
Yes.
There's a lot of benefits.
You do not have to have an account. Well, a member can send money to someone that does not have an account at First Mississippi. So
that's right.
It doesn't just limit you. So it's useful. And again, like I said, we see a lot of cases where, I sent money to the wrong Cash App, or this was a scam, I never received this service. And it's like, okay, well, dispute it through Cash App, and hopefully they respond back to you.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah. So let's talk about account takeovers, right? There are scammers out there. Let's say in a call center, for example, that will use social engineering. Now, this is not building social media posts, as I may have thought the first time, or I know, asking for a friend kind of thing. They can social engineer your information right out of you. First of all, everything we do is on social media these days. You know, cute pictures of your dog.
Yeah.
I bet everybody listening knows exactly what your favorite drink is.
Probably so.
And, so if you're not savvy, that's an easy way for you to fall prey to some of these folks. Now, in an account takeover, what's worse that can happen?
So an account takeover and transfer, account takeovers and transfers to money mule accounts occur at the same credit union. Fraudsters recruit money mules to open fraudulent accounts at target credit unions.
So a money mule, much like a drug mule, is a person that is coerced into opening an account.
Yes.
Or in some cases, they're recruited.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so once they open that account, there's ways to shelter money, move money that maybe criminals have, provided them.
Yes.
So, the account takeover aspect of this is scary.
And you just have to be careful. And that goes back to the social engineering part.
Yep.
You know, you have to be aware of how much information you're putting on social media, because they use those tools and things and pictures, and you may put your child's school on there. They use that information to social engineer to scam and to get your information.
Well, and it's, you know, so let's talk about this for a minute, because mm-hmm. I think this is valuable information mm-hmm. for everybody. Be careful about what you post.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, don't want to take the joy out of everything.
Right.
But again, you know, what's 90% of the people that have a password that they use, I bet you it's going to have my dog's name in it.
Your dog, it may have yeah. your child's name, it may have their school, so things like that.
So the social engineering aspect, now AI can also do that,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you have a computer trying to figure out what's going on. Then
mm-hmm.
we mentioned, you know, password length. Apparently a 10-character password is ideal for now. There's password generators you can download that can help you with that. But it's a really bad idea to, you know, exactly what I do, use, you know, your wife's name, your dog's name, your kid's name, and that sort of thing. Because once they get your password, and you're toast.
And you know what I struggle with? I don't know if I should say that. I use the same password for just about everything.
Well, you use a pattern, right? Yeah, I do the same thing, and I change a couple of elements.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, that's one thing that I could do better at. Thanks for giving me that advice.
It really, every time you type it in, you should think, wow, how hard was this mm-hmm. for, you know, a scammer or a fraudster to figure out?
Right.
And the answer is not very hard. You know, the social engineering aspect is what really scares me. Again, they're looking at all of your accounts. They're processing all that information, all to try to find your passwords, the way to get into your accounts. And once they're in, they may not empty your account the first time.
Right.
They will do little test things where you get a charge.
Maybe see something for a penny or a dollar, and it's reversed back to you. That's just them testing the account. And again, I love to brag on First Mississippi, not just because I work there, just because, you know, I'm a member as well, and I've had to go through these things. So I had someone testing my account, and the fraud department called me quick, was like, hey, did you do this transaction for a penny? And I'm like, no, I haven't done anything. And so they immediately shut down my card and issued me a new one. And so that was taken care of. So I love that this the quickness of it. And I can actually walk into the credit union if I have a problem and say, I didn't do this, I need another card, or we need to look at my account, or whatever we need to do, we can fix.
You know, we like to say we meet our members where they are. Mm-hmm. And on this particular day, if you've been scammed, don't be embarrassed by that.
No.
I'm looking at account takeovers and fraud loss associated, you know, $1 million at a pop. Now, that's not coming out of Romy's account.
Mine either.
Right? a $2 million account takeover is also in here. And so things like a forgot password function.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that, then in the system, it's a way that they can also come in and monitor what you're doing and use your password to get into your account.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of scary. And it's something that I think we all need to be aware of.
Right.
I do want to talk about another form, which is very popular. It's a business email compromise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a long name for a scammy email that is sent from an official, like
yes.
a CEO or president of the company or head of marketing. Usually those people are out of town. They're not available. An email comes in and it says, hey, Crystal, I'm on the road. Can you go purchase, say, 10 $500 gift cards
mm-hmm.
and send them here, or a wire transfer?
And I can see how that can easily be something that's a scam, or someone can get caught up in a scam, because if my CEO is sending me an email requesting
right.
me to do something, I'm like, okay. My boss told me to do this, so I'm going to do it.
Yep.
But again, it comes back to fraudsters want you to do things on their time in an urgent matter.
Yep.
Credit unions, we want you to take your time. We stress that. Like, when you're shopping, take your time. Let's see what's going on, because it's going to be some discrepancy in that email or in that signature
yep.
that you may miss if you're just rushing through it.
Well, and again, you know, you should always take a look at the URL mm-hmm. or the website address to see if you recognize it. If you're dealing with, say, Amazon.com and it says Bob's Catering/Amazon.com,
right?
You know, and I'm making that up. You should be wary.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, Crystal, you know, First Mississippi, we're happy to come to your organization,
yes,
school, or whatever, and talk about these topics.
Yes, any topic really, from saving to building credit, rebuilding credit, debt consolidation, anything that we can help you with.
So, and remember, if you have a question, you can send it to marketing@firstmississippi.com, 1STMS.com, and we'll try to include your question. So I think we're going to take another break right here, and we'll talk more about social engineering and business email compromise, mm-hmm, and count takeovers. It's all about awareness.
That's right.
All right. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm here with Ms. Crystal Clark.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about fraud and scammers. And folks, I know this is a topic that we keep coming back to, but it's so important. And every day, something new happens, something different.
Right.
The technology, I don't think, you know, the people that we're talking to here have caught up to that technology piece. And I mean, I remember when we first started using credit cards, debit cards online, mm-hmm, even going to an ATM.
That was
a
big deal.
And you were just afraid of everything. And then, okay, now it's like, here's my card. Do you want my birth certificate? And this is my dog. And social engineering is it is an amazing thing. Then you couple it with a powerful robot like AI, and it is absolutely scary. So, you know, here on Your Power, Your Money, which is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life,
mm-hmm,
and we're talking about fraud and educating you on these things that could come up.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say it again. I know we've said it 1,000 times, but financial checkups, something you can initiate individually,
mm-hmm,
just come by. And don't be surprised if we say, oh, we've never scanned your driver's license,
right,
Mr. Smith. Well, you know, or whatever ID you have.
Or we need some updated beneficiaries.
Yep.
But also, I want to remind you that if you're currently a member and you have the mobile app, you could also do a financial checkup in the mobile app under the Savvy Money where you check your credit score.
Yep.
So if that's more convenient for you, you can do it that way. But we would love to see you come into First Mississippi, either the Meridian or Quitman branch, and get a financial checkup just to make sure your information is up to date, phone numbers, email address, beneficiaries. We want to make sure that you know all about the great products and services that we offer, like the debit card roundup. You can use your debit card to make a purchase, and it rounds that purchase up to the next dollar amount, but it puts that change into a separate account for you. So you can choose what account you want
to use. I'm learning something. And this is at my bank?
This is at your bank.
Okay,
yes.
I see.
Yes.
Well, and again, I'll tell you real time. Yesterday, I was looking for one of our staff, and they were at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the system, pulled up that account, and got the phone number. Of course, that number was disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is again. Crystal is right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, come on in and get it done.
Yes, please.
And again, we will probably ask if you have never scanned a driver's license, which if you're an older member who's been with us a long time,
mm-hmm,
that's no big deal, but it's something we need.
Right.
And it helps protect you from the fraudsters that are out there.
Right.
So we'll give you details on date and time,
mm-hmm,
when we do our first financial well-being workshop. We want to do some fun things like invite food trucks.
Yeah.
And now this, we're not going to buy everybody food.
No.
I mean, maybe 2 or 3 people.
I mean,
the first 25 people that come.
It's good exposure because
that's
you
right.
can come and you can meet your local credit union family, First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. And you can also get to know some local business owners from the food trucks. Taste some delicious food and get some financial education. So it's a win-win.
And we'll have staff on mm-hmm. board that you can come in.
And ask
you could
those
open
questions.
An account.
Yes.
You can update your account information. Just make sure those things are good. And then we'll probably have a little breakout where we might talk about one of these topics.
Yes.
So watch for that on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But don't say anything on social media. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about check fraud.
Okay.
you know, this is something that it kind of straddles, you know, the past and the future,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Now, it's still prevalent today.
A lot of people get paper checks.
Mm-hmm.
Folks can try to intercept those at your mailbox, or once you've, you know, made a deposit and throw the stub away and don't shred it,
it's over with.
They'll find you all the information.
I like that, you know, we offer the ACH, so people who still opt to get the paper checks, I just want to let you know some benefits of not having that paper check. And as one of them is getting a fraudulent check, because you know that that check is going to come directly to your account, so you don't have to worry about that. And again, people roam through your mail. I know that's a crime, but people go through people's mailbox just to look for checks.
And I understand they also look through garbage cans, mm-hmm. dumpsters, mm-hmm. landfills.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find documents that have not been disposed of properly, so they can pull that information off. And then, again, once they get into your password, think about, all right, let's just talk real time.
Mm-hmm.
You sign on to 3 or 4 apps a day.
Mm-hmm.
You sign on to, you know, 1 or 2 at work.
Mm-hmm.
And you use probably the same
password.
You know, email.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a password. Thank you very much. Think about it. If you get that one password,
you have access.
You could just wipe it all out,
yeah.
right? So let's talk about some password stuff. You know, one of the things, and this was brilliant, our IT guy brought this up in mm-hmm. a meeting today. Instead of just using the pattern,
mm-hmm.
your dog's name and your anniversary or your birth date or your grandkids' anniversary, use a sentence like, I walk the dog every day. And
that's a good way to...
And, you know, capitalize one of the letters, add a special character like an ampersand
mm-hmm.
or an and sign, and then, you know, a number that you can ladder, you know, like I know I've used in the past, not anymore,
yeah.
I've given it up, but you would see my emails that had my birthday or the date I started working somewhere, and then I would change like 2024 to 2025, because, you know, I'm right on top
mm-hmm.
of all this stuff.
So use a sentence.
Yeah, you like a statement,
uh-huh.
like, I like Jerome.
Okay, I love food.
I love food. I like lemon drops. And then, you know, add a special character, make sure it's at least 10 characters long.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a brilliant thing, because you can remember that phrase.
Yes, you can.
Like, I grew up in Colorado. You could take that, I grew up in Colorado, ampersand 3,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's cool. Okay.
So, you know, again, you will see a lot of this information on our website. You can always go to firstmississippi.com.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I don't think the landing page is finished yet, but it will be out there pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So achieving financial wellness is a journey. And it requires understanding, discipline, guidance, a little Beyonce, and a lot of education.
That's right.
So, you know...
That's all that we have for today,
that
folks.
That is all we have for
Thanks
today.
Thank you for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. Join us each week at 9:05 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3 FM, or go to supertalk.fm. Search Your Power, Your Money and listen to us at any time.
Or you can catch...
The Beyonce of Budgeting.
That's right. And Financial Fitness Fridays every Friday morning on WTOK. It's a great way and a fun way to learn about your financial well-being and go down the road with us on that. So, for the entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. For Miss Crystal Clark and Romy.
Jerome Trahan.
Yeah, whatever's left of him. My shadow, Miss Crystal Clark. Thank you for listening. Your Power, Your Money. You can hear us each week. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.